This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the first episode of Engadget Today, a new incarnation of daily news coverage with the same Engadget insight you know and love. We'll cover three stories from the world of tech in an expertly produced, almost soothing sound package that makes you feel good about starting your day off informed without all the stress news usually brings. Anyway, enjoy the show. A bipedal robot factory, artificial intelligence-powered ultrasounds, and Panos Panay's departure from Microsoft. Welcome to Engadget Today, where you can get the latest tech news with a touch of tranquility for your morning. Let's start upright and on 2 feet with Agility Robotics. Agility Robotics is the creator of the bipedal robot Digit, and they're opening a manufacturing plant in Salem, Oregon, that will give the company the capacity to produce more than 10,000 humanoid robots a year. The 70,000-square-foot factory, coined RoboFab, is set to open later this year and will employ upwards of 500 workers in Salem. Agility Robotics says its facility will also employ its very own Digits, the iconic humanoid robot, in the new factory. The Digits will help move, load, and unload warehouse goods. The company says some customers can expect delivery of the first Digits in 2024, with general market availability in 2025. Agility Robotics co-founder and CEO Damian Shelton says that the ultimate goal of creating Digits is to solve difficult problems in today's workforce, like injuries, burnout, high turnover, and unfillable labor gaps. The manufacturing of bipedal robots is something we have seen teased by competitors like Boston Dynamics Atlas and Tesla's Optimus robot prototype, but none have grown to the extent of being able to churn out thousands of robots like we're seeing in this effort by Agility Robotics. Still, until these robots are actually in production, it's too soon to say if Agility Robotics warehouse robots, which are designed to fill a gap in the logistics and distribution industry, will actually surpass its competitors in this newly burgeoning market. Speaking of design meant to fill a gap, GE is working on AI-powered ultrasounds to combat pediatric and maternal mortality rates. GE Health says it plans to develop an AI-assisted ultrasound imaging tool that is so easy to use that even healthcare providers without specialized training will be able to operate it. The device's research and development will be funded by a $44 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which has historically invested in the rollout of new technologies in resource-poor settings to address gaps in healthcare access. GE says the AI-powered imaging technology has been designed to be dispersed to low- and middle-income countries where the services of healthcare providers may be stretched thin. The ultrasound tool will be more effective at providing clear readings of lung and ultrasound scans across maternal and fetal care, as well as pediatric lung health. These areas of medicine are particularly notable because maternal and child mortality is mostly preventable if medical intervention occurs early. Proper medical imaging is key to achieving timely diagnosis, guides treatment decisions, and can improve treatment outcomes. GE's $3 billion ultrasound business has recently focused on the development pipeline of AI software with the acquisition of medtech companies like Caption Health, which will help design this particular ultrasound device. The company appears committed to a strategy of increasing spending on AI-related projects both now and in the near future.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And speaking of a company's strategy for the future, let's talk about the departure of Microsoft's Panos Panay. Panay is leaving Microsoft after 19 years with the company, as confirmed via an official tweet. He's been operating as the chief product officer with Microsoft, heading up Windows 11 development and the company's Surface line. Panay was hired on by Microsoft back in 2004 as a group program manager, overseeing a number of premium products. After heading the development of the initial Surface line of tablets and hybrid laptops, he was named the company's chief product officer in 2018. His rise continued in 2021 when he was promoted to executive vice president after a successful Windows 11 launch, eventually becoming involved in a leadership team that directly advised CEO Satya Nadella. There's been no actual reason given by either party, but Panay says he has decided to turn the page and write the next chapter. The timing here is a bit suspicious, as Microsoft's conducting a live stream event on Thursday that will almost certainly be dedicated to new Surface products. We reached out to the company for clarification as to why Panay left his position and what that means moving forward. We'll update this post when we hear more. As for what's next, Microsoft has already said that Yusuf Mehdi, Microsoft's current corporate vice president of Modern Life, Search, and Devices, will take Panay's place as the head of the Windows and Surface divisions. The company also seems committed to two areas of the business that Panay consistently championed: integrating AI into Windows 11 and mixed reality. You can hear more about Panos Panay's new home later today on Engadget Tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the show. To stay in the know and in the flow, rate and subscribe wherever you listen. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributors Malik Saleh and Lawrence Bonk and was produced by Spoken Layer. Don't forget to listen to the future ahead of us later today on Engadget Tomorrow.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.